Hello, everyone. Austin here. Thanks for tuning in to Flight Test Podcast, episode 081. This is a special edition podcast. This is one that we did live at Flight Fest. We had a couple hundred people in one of the build tents, and it was just kind of basically everybody you've ever heard on the Flight Test Podcast just kind of sat around a table and passed the mic around. So we answered dozens and dozens of questions that people had that came, and it was just a really nice time. And also, it was kind of prime flying weather, so we definitely appreciate that people were willing to come and enjoy the podcast with us. One of the things we mentioned during the podcast was that we weren't really sure about the registration count for pilots and spectators, etc. We now have that information, so we had about 963 pilots, I think was the final count, and we had about 3,500 to 4,000 people on the property total, including daily commuters and including spectators and that sort of thing. So very exciting. Definitely topped last year. There was a ton of RC vendors, a lot of great sponsors at the event, and just, of course, absolutely fantastic people. And it was a great time. Something else that we announced, I think, during the podcast here is Flight Fest West. Flight Fest West is going to be happening. It's going to be happening in January. Somewhere in California, so you guys can go ahead and get geared up for that, our West Coast friends. I think that's about it. Just want to thank everybody for listening, and we hope to see you guys soon.
Everyone have a good day today. Yeah. Are there any vehicles still stuck in the mud?
Nothing to wear
out. That's a good thing, too. Anyone else stuck in the mud? No. Good. That is a good thing, too.
Yeah, they buried mine, so I couldn't leave.
I think this honestly sets a record for the most combats we've had in a single day. What is it, 4? Wow. Unreal. So we're going to have question and answer time, too. If anyone didn't hear Austin, it's going to be back a little bit further than before. It's going to be... where's the soundboard at? Where Lucas? Hey, Luke, can you stand up? There we go. See that hairier version? Nice. Luke is Alex Savada's brother, and he has a much better amount of facial hair. Is that bad?
That's all right.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's funny because it's true.
I'm stalling. Is that pretty good? Am I stalling
good
enough?
Good.
Okay, are we ready to start?
Ask Luke,
how much longer. Luke, are we ready to start?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, here you go.
Okay, everyone, welcome to the second live flight test podcast. I think we've meant to do one at an event before, but it never worked out. So this is the second one, hopefully the second of many. I want to thank you all for coming out, considering this is some prime flying weather right now, so I would have understood if the tent would have been empty and we would have just been doing a regular podcast without people. I mean, that would have been fine. But we definitely appreciate you guys being here. To be honest, at this point, there's not much of a plan. Maybe that's apparent. We're definitely going to take some questions from you guys, since that's kind of dominated last time's podcast, because it's nice to, you know, walk up to Josh or whoever and ask him a question that you feel is compelling, but it's another time, and it's another thing entirely to have it recorded for all time. I'm going to pass it off to Josh for any opening words he might have.
Josh, here you go.
Wow. All right, well, Alex, thank you. You reminded us, but it doesn't take much of a reminder. We've been dealt a huge blow with rain and craziness today, and the land that we're sitting on was blessed to us by the Fury family, and they have gone well beyond their means to entertain us, and I just want to thank them right now. Austin, your family carries the heart of Flight Test. It's just exceptional, so thank you. For that, guys, I want to thank every one of you. We had, I'm sure, a record turnout. It was bigger than last year considerably. Any numbers?
I haven't
I haven't done really an official tally, but just kind of looking at some preliminary numbers, it looks like we're over 900 pilots. I don't know how close to 1,000 we got, but yeah, we can clap for that. But is what we really should have clapped for is if we were over 1,000. So that's a much cooler number. But we'll do our, we'll definitely do some tallying up and do some official calculations and see where we ended up. But registration is kind of one of those things where we really counted on some really key volunteers to pull that off. I don't think a single member of flight test staff was anywhere near the registration tent for most of the event. So it's a purely volunteer thing driven. You could say that at the event, really. A lot of the volunteers at the event have just done a phenomenal job. Fred Provost, a.k.a. Flying Monkey. Let's give Fred a big hand. Fred's definitely a superhero, if a flying monkey can be a superhero. I think it can, personally. Has managed a team of 150 equally remarkable people that have all stepped up in a huge way to make this event happen. Because an event of this size with people of our inexperience hosting events, even the slightest hiccup can really cause problems. But when you have so many intelligent and remarkable people working on those problems, they don't seem so big. So let's give a round of applause for the volunteers as well, because they were amazing. Well, I think that we're ready to take a couple of questions, if anybody has them. So to ask a question, basically raise your hand. Apparently we have a wireless mic that we can bring to you at your convenience. Also, if you're kind of shy and don't want to talk in front of a bunch of people, you can tweet at Flight Test. I'll flip through those. While we're doing the podcast here, you know, that's for the shy people among us. Do we have any questions, or should I let Josh Scott talk? Here you go, Josh.
Someone ask a question, please. Yeah, over here. You gotta be faster than that, Luke.
I don't have a question, just more of a comment. As a parent of three boys, I just want to say thank you to you guys because of what you do. We watch your videos every Monday and Wednesday. We look forward to it. But to get here and to meet you guys, and Peter, wherever you are, you have the patience of a saint. Just so great with the kids, my boys. When they saw the plane fly, they had a smile from ear to ear. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys.
Yeah, just was wondering if there's any chance to get a flight test, flight fest out west sometime. West Coast, Arizona area, someplace like that.
Flight fest west, is that the question?
Yep. Somewhere without rain.
Somewhere without rain. Austin. Is it safe to talk about this?
It sounds like California to me.
We got California people clapping. That's good. The AMA Expo is coming up in January, and what our desire is to do is to be attending the AMA Expo, helping out with that. But then following the AMA Expo, we are going to work very diligently to try to bring a Flight Fest West. And right now, it's locking down the location, right?
Yeah, We're in progress of working on it. We'd love to do it in January this year, following the AMA Expo. We're going to be involved in the AMA Expo in a big way this year. I'm going to be doing a lot of things at that event. And so if you're out on the West Coast and it's easy to come to, we'd greatly encourage you to do that. And as far as a fly-in get-together, maybe not quite the scope of the Flight Fest that we have here, because this requires a lot of planning, a lot of work. We'd still like to do something on some scale as far as a flying and get-together goes out there that very much resembles at least the spirit and the atmosphere that we experience here at the original Flight Fest. So there's a very vague, somewhat direct answer to your question.
Just a quick side note, too. I just want to let you guys know, we also have the After Hours podcast guys here, if you have any questions for them. We also have Mr. Jake Marshall, and Mr. Jake Marshall has been a big help. He's making FT Connections a reality in the near future. So if you have any FT Connections questions, you can direct them towards Jake. Any more questions?
What was your favorite plane?
I have a few favorite planes. VersaWings are great. Snowball was probably the most fun that anyone can have in the winter, because let's face it, winter, it's not good. And, oh man, what are some other ones? I gotta say, I mean, I learned on it, and I became a better pilot with the Bixler, and always a favorite of mine. So that's a few of mine.
Yeah. I like planes.
I have to say, FT Flyer.
Guys?
Okay, if anybody ever listens to the FT After Hours, you already know this answer, and it's probably amongst all of us, the Radian.
I'd probably still have to say the GWS Tiger Moth.
For those of you listening to the podcast, we're playing past the mic, so that's why there's a little bit of delay.
What's your favorite plane?
My favorite plane, I hadn't thought about it till just now, even though I'd have been answering it. I really like the Bloody Wonder. I'll have to go with the Bloody Wonder.
I don't want this to sound corny, but it's honestly, it's any one of my students' planes that they create. It's always a blast to fly those. So.
Great answer.
Yep. Hey, there's one right there. Do any more questions, guys?
So I gotta ask, what was your most epic crash? I'll include you on this one too, Marshall.
Yeah, all of you guys.
All of my crashes are epic. I'm proud of that. Is yours still the fiberglass fox?
It is now. Burned that out of my memory many, many years ago. So thank you for that. That's the only minute and 12 second episode of Flight Test. So, yeah. Do you have an epic crash? Or?
I think when you hit me with the cargo plane.
I forgot about that.
With the mini quad. That was a good
Sorry
one.
About
I
that.
I think he was asking Jake, though.
Oh, yeah, Jake, here you go.
Okay. All right, so no one repeat this, because then my program would be shut down. It was a student's plane that he was trying to create, and we were flying it, and obviously we had no control of it, and it kept going to the houses, and I told him, like, kill it, kill it! And sure enough, it landed on a neighbor's roof right next to the school. So all my kids, they ran over to the house, and I had to, pretty much tackle them, say, no, don't get on the lawn, just leave it alone. It has to be me that goes over. And so knocked on the door, tried to do the appropriate thing, and then the kids were laughing. They're hiding behind the bushes. And so we went in the back and hit on the door, and nothing happened. So then I grabbed the ladder and climbed it up and jumped on the roof. And sure enough, I saw my kids with their cell phones. I'm like, put that away, put that away. And then as soon as I jumped off, we put the ladder back down quietly. We were like, run, 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 run. No one mentioned this ever.
The only trouble with that is there's a few 10,000 people listening. So good luck with that, Jake. Next question? We got one.
Hi, guys. This is Jan. I've been volunteering here for the week. I'm an elementary school teacher, and I heard that you guys were developing a curriculum where we could take it into our schools, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, church groups. Can anybody speak about that?
Yes, I have created a curriculum for the elementary, and now I'm just waiting on Josh. I'm just kidding, bud. I'm just kidding. No, it's coming along, and you know it's in good hands. So as soon as it's ready, just like anything that these guys put out, a lot of thought goes into it, and it has to be just perfect. So once that's ready and it goes out, then elementaries all around will be able to be flight test connected.
Also, for anybody that missed it, if you have a question, go to where the man that's raising his hand is standing, the Sasquatch man.
Hey, so I was wondering what your favorite transmitter is.
By the way, Josh Scott made the Sasquatch man comment. I didn't do that.
I would never. Luke, I love you. I usually use the DX6.
There you go.
I like transmitters.
I like transmitters.
Yeah, it's right now it's whatever, you know, new one I have, so right now it's the DX9.
There you go.
I like my Tyrannus.
Yeah, Tyrannus.
Yeah, right now I'm currently using the DX8, so it works.
You know what? Speaking of transmitters, there is a new transmitter I got to play with, and the sponsor is here. And it's not too often that you can go someplace and have a full-blown rundown of every feature to a detail that's to the nth degree. So go down to Groppner, because I am playing with the MZ24, and it is amazing. So there you go.
And I do have to say, if you would like a Groppner transmitter, both the Flight Test Store and Groppner both sold out. So you won't find one here, but we're going to be doing some content on it here soon.
Next question.
What do you guys think about sailplanes and thermal flying? Like, do you like it?
Okay, that's my favorite question. Yeah, that's probably most of the After Hours crew passion. And recently we have the addition of Andre Russo, our favorite Canadian from Ottawa. And after last year at Flight Fest, he had his first flight and we got the hooks dug in, and now he's a full-fledged sailplane pilot. So, I mean, that's our passion. I don't care, you know, DLG, powered sailplanes, bungee launch, anything like that. That's our big thing, and we're passionate about that. And that's what we kind of push on the people a little bit, because it's fun, relaxing, it's easy. So that's our thing.
No one wants to ask a question. Keegan. Is that Keegan?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Cree-Cree right there. He is awesome.
Can you do something crazy with the Cree-Cree once it's done? Like put huge motors on it and fly an IMAC routine?
How about if we fly Josh Scott?
More jokes about Josh Scott being flown on a plane? That's cool. I'll do it. Yeah.
Any questions? Boy, this is very filled. Oh, there's a question over here.
Yeah, probably back there.
Go to Mr. Luke. That way everyone can hear you. And why is going to Mr. Luke? I'm going to talk more about connections, too. Jake is awesome. He has put a lot of heart, and he's going to be humble about this. What he's doing for this curriculum and how he's combining it with the flight test model is amazing. The wonderful young lady also asked another question, too, about clubs and also outreach ministries. That is going to be a 1-2-3 punch for connections. So we're going to connect flight to education
to community building, and that's going to be clubs. It's going to be new after-school clubs, entities. It's also going to be existing clubs that want to get youth and families involved but don't know how. We're going to give them the materials and the things they need to connect with people. So there will be a strong spirit of connections. And then the outreach ministries, a lot of places, say little Johnny goes to school and he can't bring his parents to school to fly. There needs to be a place for people to be able to do that. And a lot of churches, especially in this close area, have stepped up and said, hey, we would love to let them use our backyards, start modeling clubs. It's a phenomenal solution. And we've seen so much fruit with that. So we want to be able to not only make it for the kids to learn and get inspired from, but also for it to be a hobby that the whole family can get into. And I have never seen so many families at one event. This year just blows my mind how many complete families have come. And guys, that is a testimony to where your heart is, and I appreciate it.
Okay, so I asked this question last year, but I'm going to ask again. How come you guys don't use the old intro anymore? The old intro theme music and video?
Boy, I got to make up a good answer.
Where's
for that.
Dave Knopp?
Yeah, is Dave here?
I blame Dave Knopp.
Dave is recording this right now, so I got to be careful how he edits it. No, the intro, we honestly, I think, had really good intentions to make different length intros for different things, and we have a lot of intentions to do a lot of things. And frankly, we just haven't gotten it done. Is that safe to say?
I think so.
No. That's it.
I would say, too, that the old intro is really focused around certain people that were part of Flight Test, you know, me and Josh and hardly anyone else. But the team has grown so much, and there's so many beyond capable people that you get to see on screen, that it's not really about highlighting any particular person anymore, but we're really just a much bigger team. So
nobody really wants to watch a minute long intro, so
yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah.
Touché. We got another question back there.
What is your favorite warbird?
This is a great time to segue to a quick announcement. We are questions that are directed at the whole panel. We'll just pick two people to answer it in the interest of getting to more people's questions. So, Mr. Bixler.
I like warbirds. No, just kidding. Actually, can I gush over? Nerd Nick, raise your hand.
Yeah, there he is.
There he is. Mr. Nerd Nick has designed some amazing models. And also, while we're gushing, where is Dan Sponholz and his awesome son, Keegan? Look at those guys. He's amazing, too. We're blessed with an amazing large community, and it's growing every day. And it's because of what you guys are doing, bringing people in the hobby. And within that community, there's amazing people like Nick, Dan, and his son, Keegan, that are coming out as amazing designers that are bringing this stuff to the next level. Right now, my favorite warbird coming out is Nick's MiG-3. The FT MiG-3 is coming out soon, but his original design that hits 120 miles an hour in his foam board is insane. So, hey, Nick, hold up your next project you're doing. Here, come here, Nick. I want you to talk about it for a second. How's that?
You're on the spot or anything.
So I kind of alluded to this a bit on the forums and on Facebook and that, but this is a 650mm series that's modeled kind of after Hobby King's Fun Fighters. And most of you guys probably saw it flying around. It's very fast, very quiet, but it also can slow down. You can put a smaller, you know, Mighty Mini size motor on it. And I'm calling it the Sonic series. So this is my P39, and it'll be out in the next month or so. I'll have a couple other models as well that you guys can download and build. And it's using my advanced speed wing, so it's a little bit more more time put into the build, but as you guys saw, it flies amazing, so it'll be fun.
Well, one thing, alluding to what Josh said, you said it beautifully, man. Flight Test was started with key individuals. That's not the case anymore. We're no longer, hey, Flight Test is Josh and Alex and Dave Vindestol and Austin, and we've grown, but also it's now the community. We don't want people to see Flight Test as a couple faces. We want people to talk about Flight Test as an amazing community with amazing hearts, doing amazing things. And this is between Dan, his son, you, Nerd Nick, and all you guys here in this build tent. Two build tents filled up to the brim. We're going to need probably three next year. And that's insane. Four build tents. Done. We're going to need more and more space, but you guys are creators. You guys are engineers. You guys are developers. And you guys are family. And that is one of the most beautiful things. I've never seen people come together. I've never seen children teaching other children how to fly on the front lines. I've never seen people helping people pick up their batteries and search for 30, 40 minutes in the weeds trying to find one battery, knowing that that one person could really use it. That is exceptional. And I really, my heart to see flight test, and I think all of us are on the same page, is we don't want people to see just a few faces, but we want people to see you guys. And I think that's going to be a reality. Next question.
Why is flight test misspelled?
Austin, give him a lesson on SEO.
We didn't realize it was until just now.
Man, he just ruined it. Man, they were spelling it right all this time. It's a very simple matter of it's very difficult to get a domain name these days. And so sometimes if you spell things a little creatively, it's a little easier to get a website. That's not the exciting answer that you all wanted to hear, I realize, but that's how things work. But the nice thing is, when you search flight test spelled correctly, guess who's like the number one result? I don't know if that's true. We're on the first page. But now you can all Google it and find out. Good question, though. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to ask a question from last year. I'm going to talk about this next. And I'm wondering when the Swede is coming.
The coming of the Swede. Well, we were all hoping that he was going to surprise us here, but that was going to happen. But David has a very exciting and awesome business that he's running from Sweden, which I think was his dream all along. I think flight test, and I'm speaking for David, which I should have no business doing, but I think that flight test was an awesome chapter in David's life, and he's moved on to yet another awesome chapter. So those of you that haven't checked out David's tricopter, please do so. As far as I know, he's absolutely killing it with that, and we're very happy for him.
The other thing is, and can you finish signing these? I haven't got everybody yet for my helmet.
Sure, bring it on up here.
Next question while we're signing the helmet. I know you guys have talked about crashing, but if any of you had a plane just fly away from you off into the sunset.
We'll let Andre explain this one.
Oh, dear. Wow. Yes. Recently, I was testing a APM quad S500, and it looked great. First flight, took off, hovered. I was all happy in my backyard. Lesson learned there, number one. Don't do it in your backyard. It shot up 20, 30 feet and proceeded to fly away. And I found it about, 180 feet away, a couple blocks away. I live in a very dense urban environment. Don't test stuff in your backyard, ladies and gentlemen. It ended all well. I found my helicopter, my quad, knocked on a bunch of doors, found it in the backyard. But my battery, my gimbal, and my GoPro were missing. So this was a Sunday, went to work on Monday, very stressed, didn't sleep at all. Going home, checking the mail, looked up on the roof, and there's my camera, gimbal, and battery. So luckily the homeowner was very understanding, nothing bad, and I recovered it. And no, I have not flown my quad since, but I will at the flying field, not in my backyard. That's my story.
I have one more. It wasn't actually mine, but 2 days ago, I think it was Thursday, somebody brought a quad to the lost and found, and they said they found it over on the highway on Route 43. It's not really a highway. I guess it is, but it's a little bit away. It looks pretty good. It's not really damaged, so we don't know for sure if it flew away, but somehow it ended up over there on the road. So if you're missing your quad, I believe it was an Electra Hub, it's still over there in Lost and Found. Another question? Oh,
that's... What's your favorite fruit?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is my son, Noah. I like fruit.
You know there's no such thing as a Mountain Dew fruit, right? Next question.
I've been working with Lee Katchner to get a flight test club at my school, and he mentioned something about putting flight test planes on real flight. I was wondering if you'd put any more thought into that.
That's a great question. And before Josh Bixler answers that, I just want to say that I just feel compelled to say that we're in no way sponsored or endorsed by Mountain Dew. So I don't know. I just felt like the need to say that.
Or are we?
Should be.
Yeah, why aren't we? Golly, my dentist. No, the real flight thing is, I think, a really exceptional idea. There was actually a great guy from our community that I want to reconnect with. So if he's here, let me know. But there's a lot of great simulators coming up. You guys have seen the Freerider? What's it called? Freerider?
FPV Freerider.
Amazing software. $5 if you want to learn how to fly race quads. It's incredible. Through the FPV experience. We really want to get the simulator to be a reality, whether it's through eFlight or some amazing developer in the near future. Building foam airplanes is really cool. Getting people to have experience behind the sticks and giving them the best chance for success is where our heart is. It's not to deliberately cause them frustration. So anything we can do to take that away is good. So we're going to look into our community, and also we got some great people on our team that do know 3D graphics. It's just a matter of putting the geometry to build the add-in plugins through the free site on RealFlight. So one way or another, it will be a reality. Hopefully it'll be done before our new intro.
And next question.
This isn't so much a question as a statement.
Actually, skip this guy.
A lot of organizations can claim to be community-driven, but I could say Flight Test is true to that. A lot of places have forums where people can get together and talk online. We have an article section where the community writes the articles for an online magazine. But I don't think you could see a better example of community-driven than what we saw here at Flight Fest. The volunteers were absolutely amazing. We had volunteers from all over the world. I had a volunteer from China. We had the Viking from Norway. We had folks from Germany, Baloo and brother too. We had folks of all ages. I mean, some folks that couldn't even, you know, they had mobility issues, but they wanted to pitch in. We had little kids. In fact, the person standing next to me that wants to make the next question is one of our volunteers. It was just amazing and humbling to see how many people gave up their time. They spent the money to travel here, they registered, they paid their camping fees, but they still gave up their time to make sure this event was successful for everyone that came here. Through rain and mud and you know, all sorts of adverse conditions that it left me humbled. And I want to say thank you to all of you.
Did any of the flight test members actually help push cars out of the mud?
Dang, dude.
That's rough. I can actually say that I did, so I don't know if that counts or not.
It was a Ford Taurus. And it was heavy.
I do have to say, though, thankfully, all things considered, that there weren't that many people to pull out of the mud. And the people that were, I do have to thank my dad and his New Holland tractor. You can give him a round of applause if he pulled you out. Because take who the flight test crew pulled out of the mud and multiply that by 10, that's probably how many people he freed up. So.
I was just wondering if in the next year or this year even, are you guys going to be able to make it out to Oshkosh?
That's a surprisingly loaded question, but the answer is maybe. No, I think lots of people sitting up here have been to Oshkosh, even multiple times, and we love Oshkosh. And I think this year, this is the first year they actually had kind of a model flight zone at Oshkosh, where they kind of had this own separate little compound with a caged-in flying area. So it's certainly not out of the question, and I'm sure we'll certainly be there in the near future as fans. But as far as representing the company, it is unknown at this time. But we will quite possibly be shuffling around the Flight Fest dates next year, based around Oshkosh and many other things. Harvesting. Yeah, such as harvesting soybeans. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. We love Oshkosh. We'd love to be there.
Okay. So this one is a little bit of a background leading into the question, but I got here on Wednesday night, and I was walking around, and I see Michael, your son, and he's riding around on his bike, and I come up to him, and I'm like, hey, this is great. I love being here already. And he goes, my dad and I, we really can't figure out why people are here because, you know, to us, it's just something that we do every day. We fly, and I don't really get why people want to come here. And I thought about that question, and I thought about that statement a lot. And I finally figured out that it's not just for the flying, it's for the community, because everything is so great. And I've actually found that the best example of that for me has been in Noah and Michael, because they've been just so out there. I've been able to spend so much time with them. And my question on that is, how do they fit into flight test in a way that, you know, is like, what do they do that makes it so special for you?
Wow. I love you, brother. Thank you for the kind words, first of all. And I love my kids. Flight test is family. I don't know if you guys heard the words a lot. I used to thank you for being part of the community. Now it's thank you for being part of the family. Communities can be destructive. Families may be dysfunctional and weird, but they're families. And they always strive to connect with each other. Noah and Michael come to work a lot and harass this man right here. Alex.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, maybe Peter once in a while. Peter adores my children. Do you want to? Oh, no, I'm not letting you talk about my children. by the way, when Michael grows up, he wants to be like Peter Schriepel, and that scares me. So, yeah. I'm not going to let you talk about my kids. No, seriously, they come to work a lot, but one thing we encourage is do things as a family, and we want to live by example, and so we have our family around as much as possible. This man to my right here is getting ready to add his first child any day or any minute, so if he runs out. Yeah.
We're still good.
Josh Scott has an amazing family. Heather, his wife, and his two beautiful children. It would be wrong to not have them be part of it and say, you guys, go out and have part of, you know, do things with your family if we don't do the same. Anna, I'm not forgetting your, I'm going to try to go through everybody. You guys got amazing families. So you guys met Austin's wife. Yeah. And his beautiful family, his daughter, Charlie, they both Charlies. And my awesome bride, I think she's still manning the store. Holy cow.
She's a machine.
Yeah, we want to do things as families, and I want to encourage everyone else to do. So what, to the answer to the best of your abilities is we try to stick together and do that so the kids can experience that. And thank you again for your kind words, man.
Also, I'd just like to say, just to kind of piggyback on that, is that some very common chit chat that I had with people on faring around on golf carts, et cetera, was that really, to me, the feel of Flight Fest is a lot more like a big family reunion than it is like anything else. Honestly, from what I've heard from people just hanging out and driving around, is that it could have rained all weekend, and I think that everybody would have gotten just as much out of it. Sure, I mean, maybe wouldn't have been flying as much, but that's just a fraction of what people come here to do. So I think that's awesome.
Thank you. This has been an amazing day. This is our first year. We drove out from Long Island at 4:45 a.m. to be precise. And thank you so much. My father, who sadly passed away, was a U.S. Navy fighter pilot. And while I was thinking a lot about family and the many amazing people here, is there anything that we can do with the veterans community, including the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Air Force, to bring veterans into our community, especially those who have PTSD? I really feel that this is an amazing way to help them and to thank them for their service to our country.
I like you. Yes. Do us a favor, tell us how we can help. There's so many amazing veterans out there that have done so much for our country. Flight Test would like nothing more than to give them either something to do and a way to do it in a way that brings them up. And I don't want to pretend that I know how to do that. So anyone in there that can give us direction, just like Jake Marshall has given us such great direction to be able to go into the educational element and connect flight there. If anyone has that ability, we would love to be part of that.
And I do have to say that we get hundreds of touching stories, you know, a month of how, you know, Flight Test has affected different people and how it's affected their lives. And many of those have been veteran stories of people that have participated in the hobby, got into the hobby and gave them something to do, got their mind off something. It introduced them to new people. So we definitely recognize the power of that. And like Josh said, we're open to suggestions.
And next question.
I was just wondering, what is the craziest plane you have ever seen, flying or just seen flying around?
Hey, Peter, where are you? I saw it today, friends. Here, Peter, talk about that and talk about those kids.
Well, Josh wanted me to do another one of those crazy, you know, group community builds this year. And since I've ever seen it since a kid, if you've ever seen the video of the guys pedaling the plane with like 20 wings down the runway and it collapses in on itself, that has made me want to really try this. And I thought it would be a great way for her to get the kids involved in that. So it was a lot of wings to build and somehow that thing managed to come together, but it was pretty hilarious watching it fly.
Well, guys, I don't have so much of a question as a statement. I'm new to the hobby, only been in it for a few months, and I watched the guys that I came with who came out last year and brought the giant old fogey, and just watching the way that the community works, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate everything that you guys are doing for this hobby and the way that it is able to spread to from kids up to, you know, the senior adults, which I've seen a complete wide range of people out here flying this weekend. And it's just been fantastic. I just wanted to say thank you.
And Patrick would not want me to talk about this, and I apologize, Patrick, but Patrick Hines is the reason why anybody here at Flight Fest has had power. Please, give him a round of applause. A lot of things go on behind the scenes at any large event, and one of those things was a total power crisis, and absolute I can't even begin to describe the chaos. And Patrick came in as smooth as can be, has been on call the entire event, and trust me, we've taken advantage of that. And any issues that has arrived, Patrick's been on it. And yeah, we had a lot of people not very upset because of Patrick, and I personally can't express my thanks enough. So thank you, Patrick. And please give that man a round of applause. Next year's pallet pass is on me. And Jen Bixler.
Mine isn't necessarily a question, but this week, a lot of the people here and me have been working on a surprise for Josh's birthday. So it's on its way up to you now. And anyone that didn't get to participate in this, see me either tonight or tomorrow, and I have a second one we can put together. So happy birthday, Josh.
Josh Scott, can you describe what Josh is opening?
Well, he opened the box. Something leathery inside. It's like a book.
It's an awesome book.
What does it have?
It has pictures of the most incredible people, which is you, inside of it. And I'm moved. Guys, this is incredible.
All kinds of Flight Fest pictures, faces, and birthday wishes from you guys.
All right. Guys, I want to thank you. This is incredible. And sweetheart, come here. I'm going to kiss you in front of everybody. I get all emotional and talk all sassy. But guys, I am blessed with the most incredible wife in the world, and I am blessed with the most amazing job, and you made that possible as far as the job. But there's not a day that goes by I don't realize what has been given to all of us, and I'm not truly thankful, so thank you.
Any more questions, guys?
I just want to say that you're an inspiration to everybody.
Aww. And you're an inspiration to us.
All right, I have a question about scratch building, since at events like this, you see so many wonderful designs, and I just wanted to ask, are there any features that you think could help people out there that want to scratch build, like under-cambered wingtips to prevent tip stalls or anything?
There are a lot of great features. You named one of them. One of the great features is within this community. As far as design, I don't think anyone's done a better job on articles than Nerd Nick and how to design Dollar Tree foam board airplanes. So Nick, thank you. You put a lot of heart into that. If you guys haven't checked that out, what is it, four parts? Seven parts. Wow. I blew that one. Seven-part design series using it was Photoshop, right? Using Photoshop and I think that wasn't SketchUp? Same principles apply. Check out those articles. And one cool thing, and I want to encourage you guys, and I saw it today in these two build tents, cut something together, put servos on it, try it out. It's nothing better than that. That's how you learn. I had an amazing father that did something, and that was stepping back and letting me experience failure and then helping me pick up the pieces and do it over again. And dads, moms, hats off to you, because I saw that in full-fledged where your kids were hacking up foam and just discovering things, putting out in the line, and you guys were encouraging and loving on the whole entire time. And that is the best way. If you analyze something to the point where you got to do it through a computer to take it all the way to the end, nothing's better than hacking it up, putting it in the air. Pete, to this day, if he designed something, you're whipping it out just by hand, aren't you, Peter?
Yeah.
So do you agree? It's just put it in the air, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Get in the air. If you have an idea, put it in the air. Look what goes wrong. Discover what goes wrong. And then take that as an opportunity to improve it.
What happened to the flappy dudes?
I think they creeped everybody out. They weren't invited back.
I didn't count on soybeans, number one. Number two, the generator is in Alliance, Ohio, in the back of a minivan. I failed you guys this year. Next year, we'll have flappy dudes.
Double time.
Yeah. We got a two-leg green flappy dude, and I named him Bob.
This is a statement, but first, happy birthday. And second, I think I saw tears on some of you guys.
What's the most planes you've ever built?
Peter? Oh, I have to say, quite a lot. I mean, really taking into Josh's philosophy of just throwing things together. I spent my younger years doing that. I mean, I'd have like a new plane every day almost. I would just fly it, break it, get my brother to go out there with a baseball bat and smack into it or something. We do dumb things like this all the time because that's my childhood. And I wouldn't recommend it to everyone, but I would say just go out there and experience something because it's something like just like that, just putting it together and having fun. But I would say maybe about 7,500, I don't know.
Times 10.
We just got a quick question in via Twitter from the one and only Keith Brown. He has a question for Josh. He says, was your most epic crash your run-in with the raccoon?
Keith Brown will be paying double next year for admission. Yeah, that was a pretty epic crash, wasn't it?
It was pretty
yeah,
good.
So
pretty the epic. Too bad the cameras weren't rolling.
Yeah, cast is off. I should just put a GoPro on my head.
And we actually have one more quick question from Twitter. Can you make a 3D plane design? Another one.
How about we let the community design an awesome one? One thing with Mr. Nerdnik and Dan's and his son Keegan, we want to do something called community releases. And we're eight knuckleheads. I think about half of us are designers. We have 320,000 amazing people with a lot more talent than we do. And we want to showcase that. And we don't want to just be limiting the community and their growth by what we can do, but look out to it. So Aaron Bates, I don't know if Aaron's still here, but did a phenomenal job working. We have lots of amazing minds in this community, and we're going to continue to design as quickly and as much as we can. But we really want to showcase your talents. And we don't want, like I said, Flight Test to be just faces, but a community and a family. So we're gonna be releasing Dan's Bloody Baron as the very first community release. Mr. Nerd Nick's MiG-3 is gonna be second. Love to see an awesome FT design, or 3D design, I mean, come out, maybe a biplane or something. And I saw the most amazing little Pete and Pull that a gentleman, it was gorgeous. So Kevin Hines, who's that? Actually, it wasn't Patrick. Yeah, Patrick Hines. Yeah, I was going to say Kevin Hines. Patrick Hines developed a beautiful Pete and Pull. And I think it's awesome the fact that you guys want to not only create something exceptional, but then get other people to be able to do it too. And that just shows where your heart is. So FT or a 3D design, yeah, let's just see what the community brings up. And if we have one, we'll bring it out too.
Beside the 30 batteries in each of Peter's planes, how many batteries do you think you guys got to fly through the course of Flight Fest?
For me, zero.
I got to fly a lot of other people's batteries, and thank you guys for believing enough to let me put my hands on your airplanes. That's crazy. But yeah, I think I flew one battery, and that was with a test flight.
Thankfully for my dad, he kept throwing the transmitter in my hands a couple times. I think I flew a handful of batteries, maybe five, but in all honesty, I don't come here to fly. I come here to hang out with people. So it's been a great time. Another question?
I was wondering, I want to first say, Josh, happy birthday, and I have this for you. Mountain Dew. And also, last podcast, somebody asked about flight test music, and I was wondering, A, when is it coming out, and B, can we use it in our own YouTube videos?
It's a good question. We've actually been working with Michael Caminetti, who is the talented gentleman who composed all of the music for Flight Test. We do have a couple new tracks. We've used them a couple times so far, but you'll see them pop up in the future more often. As far as releasing them, that's a really good question. And actually, I think you guys asked the same question last year, and unfortunately, no, we haven't got that far yet. But I wouldn't see any problem eventually putting an album out on iTunes or something like that so you guys could download it.
Comes in the intro. Okay, I've got one more question. When's the mini VersaWing coming out?
Right after the Shinden. No, it's pretty cool. Mini VersaWing will hopefully be coming out. We got to do minis in the winter, so that'll be cool. It won't look like the mini Versa, though. It'll look a little bit more throated.
So more Creaky related madness. We had the 300% FT Flyer last year. We have the 1-to-1 scale Creaky this year. What can we do next year to one up this year?
I'll let Peter talk, but he's mentioned to me a couple times about a flying cardboard plane that's large enough for him to fly in.
Shh, be quiet.
How long did it take to design the P-51 Mustang?
The P-51?
Yeah.
You know what, there's not a secret about this. All of our planes are basically four different planes stretched. The P-51 was a really easy, fun build. I think we had that done in about 3-4 weeks.
Hey guys, I do a lot of scratch building. So when FT Extra came along and I was like, this is a great way to actually pay you back for all the enjoyment you give me, I thought that was great. I signed up and everything. I don't think I've been charged. When do I start getting charged and, you know, pay you guys? Because I'd like to do that.
We may or may not charge you in the future. I'll talk to someone about that.
Who's the best pilot out of all of you?
I know who it's not. You're kind of unbiased in a way. You can.
There's absolutely no way I'm answering this question. But I'll echo Josh Scott in that I also know who it's not. So, next question.
That's all I got back here.
Great. Well, I want to thank you guys for all of your questions. That's a great question. Eric was here.
We got one, actually.
Oh, we got one more. But I'll quick, I know that Eric Monroe's been, he accidentally had quite a few jobs booked this weekend that he did not intend to have booked, and I guess wasn't unaware that they were booked until fairly late. So he was here quite a bit yesterday, and he will be here tomorrow. So anybody looking forward to seeing Eric Monroe tackle him tomorrow?
Don't.
He'll yeah, do his ninja voodoo on you, son. Don't tackle him, but say hi for sure.
I just said a little something about the last question I want to mention. As my son was saying, if Josh Scott can fly it, anybody could fly it. And thank you guys for flying my plane and saying nice things about it. I really appreciate it. Made my day.
Your son's a wise man.
Are you guys planning on going to Canada eventually, maybe?
You say Canada or Canton, because we go to Canton all the time.
Yeah, Canada, yes. Matter of fact, this gives me another opportunity to talk about what I'd like to see happen in the next few years. Just talking about Flight Fest West, I've talked to so many amazing people from Canada, Florida, I'm looking at you, Mr. Ogre, California, Texas. You guys have blessed us with a great job, and we don't want to make you have to take so much of your money and time out of your budget to come to us. We want to come to you. So my hope would be in the future, to your answer, yes, we have Flight Fest East. We have Flight Fest West, maybe a Flight Fest North, which would be Canada. And then, there we go. And then a Flight Fest South. And we could even look into Flight Fest Europe after that. We'll see how things pan out, but we want to come to you. And the fact that you guys take your whole entire family, not just one of you, but you scoop up your whole family, travel these distances, camp in campers or hotels with the whole entire family, that is incredible. We would love to come to you and relieve some of that burden, but still have that fellowship.
Real quick, can we get a show of hands for Canadians in the house? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's a lot of you guys. Round of applause for all the Canadians that drove out. Yeah, let's talk about some of the other countries that were here at Flight Fest. I don't know how many are here that were on the list, but I know that we had a Brazil on the list. We had China on the list. Hey, there he is. There's China. We had South Africa on the list. Is there any of those here? No. Germany. We had Germany on the list. There they are. What am I missing? Oh, Norway. Where's our Viking at? There he is. What? Bahamas. Is there any folks in the Bahamas in the house? Alaska, Hawaii, those aren't different countries, but it better well may be. For coming to Malvern, Ohio, they may as well be different countries. But no matter where you're from, I want to thank you for coming. It is not lost on us. The amount of people that have come and the distance that they've come from. We just want to thank you for that. Another question down there?
Yes. How did the flight test whole organization start? Like, how did it start from the beginning, more or less, I guess?
Awesome. We can tell a story. I wonder, is Chad Capper here? No. Okay. Well, I can gush on him then. Eric Monroe, mutual friend who's not here right now, is a friend of mine. And amazing gentleman, Chad Capper, became friends with him. And we got to meet at a flying field. I used to lead a flying ministry at my parents' house, and that's where Chad Capper and I met. The amazing gentleman to my left here is Chad's cousin. And Chad had this passion and idea to put a high production value to the hobby and inspire other people to get into it. And we became friends, and we started Flight Test. Josh got, actually, Dave Knopp. Is Dave Knopp here, too? Knopp Top, where are you? I don't think I ever see that guy stand still. Yeah, Dave Knopp, there you go. He is one of the original creators, too. So it's really, I think, exceptional that the original people are still present in different forms and different ways in Flight Test. But from that point on, it has moved, and as the community developed from that, you guys really started redefining who we were. And I think what Flight Test was then and what it is now are two totally different but totally wonderful things.
I've heard rumors about a Flight Test mini quad, possibly. Are these true? Are these a possibility?
It's in the hangar, yeah. It's in the tent right now, the VersaCopter. Yeah, the VersaCopter, it's a glorified 3-inch by 8-inch rectangle with a lot of holes in it.
Are you going to make any more rocket planes?
I don't know. Should we try some sugar rockets or something?
I think I might need my rocket license first before I blow my whole hands off or something.
Josh Bixler, do you like trains?
Trains?
No, I don't like trains. I like them if they fly, though.
Do you guys have a set location for Flight Fest next year? And if not, where are you guys thinking about it?
The answer is no. We'll probably do exactly what we did last year, which is have a meeting about it. And I'm not really being coy. We really have no idea. So, but the one thing we do know is very important is for those of you that have to put in for a vacation and for those of you that need to plan much further ahead than we do. We do want to get the dates on the calendar as soon as possible and a location to you as soon as possible. Obviously, we've approximately doubled here on this property. I can't quite fathom doubling yet again, but it's not impossible. So to answer your question, I don't know. But we'll let you know.
What kind of feedback are you getting from your local community here in Malvern, Carrollton, for us coming and just taking apart their town?
Just to be funny, sometimes when I go into a business or something like that, I'll be like, do you guys know what's happening up there? Like, what's going on? Just to see what people's reactions are. And I have to say, I could be very wrong on this, but personally, it's been very positive. I think it's been good for local businesses, and I think that most people don't have any idea what's going on, and others have come to check it out and have enjoyed it. So I'd say overall, it's been positive, at least as far as I'm concerned. Yes, Baloo.
Yeah, seeing you talk about how many batteries you were able to fly today, I just wanted to say that it was absolutely beautiful to see you guys, every one of you, take your time going through the community, talking to the kids, buddy boxing with the kids, giving them the greatest experience of their whole week, probably, and especially kids like me, Josh. I had my first flight with the Big Three today, buddy boxing with Josh. So, taking your time to help everybody, to talk to everybody, to talk to the kids and have fun with them. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you, Baloo. Everyone, that was Baloo and his brother. They flew in from Germany to come here and be part of Flight Fest. And Baloo was actually, for at least a portion of it, was part of our European road trip, which was awesome. So that's where we got to meet him. And he's a huge part of our forums and a huge part of our community. So thank you for that, Baloo. All right, guys, doesn't look like we have any more questions, and we've gone quite a bit longer than we intended, but we were happy to take everyone's questions. I'm always a little bit sad when Flight Fest is over, just because it's such a fun, meaningful time. Can I get a show of hands of people that'll be flying tomorrow? All right, that makes me happy. That makes me less sad. All right, guys, I'm gonna hand you off to Josh Bixler here for some closing words.
Guys, thank you. You made this event what it is. As I said in the pilots meeting this morning, when everything's going right, it's easy to be good. It's easy to be happy. It's easy to extend a helping hand. But we were dealt with a rough card this week, and it just showed even more what an amazing group of people you are. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And also thank you to the Furies again for letting us use this land and give us an opportunity. And a big thank you to the volunteers, every single one of you that chose to spend your money, spend your time, making sure others could have the most amazing experience. You guys are the reason that the culture of who this place stay the same. You have servants' hearts, and this whole community has servants' hearts. They want to help each other. They want to make sure everyone has a great experience. And this is a beautiful thing. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out, spending time with us, and I can't wait to see the fruit and your kids growing up and see what next year holds. All right, let's go fly at night.